President Casey, Chairman Hoover, Dr. Bottoms, Mayor Murray, members of the Board of Trustees, faculty, students, staff, alumni, and friends of DePauw, and delegates to the inauguration and honored guests. So it's a great pleasure for me to be here today at this important moment for DePauw University, as DePauw and my colleague and friend, Brian Casey, mark and celebrate his inauguration as president. So let me begin by congratulating Brian, President Casey, and DePauw University on this auspicious day and what I am sure will be a wonderful partnership. A presidential inauguration is, of course, an important moment of transition for a university. It's an opportunity for both celebration and reflection, a juncture for looking back at all that has been accomplished and looking forward with ambition and hope. And it is an occasion to focus inward on fundamental values and to focus outward on the larger landscape. Many of the delegates from colleges and universities who are here today to celebrate with you, and I am very honored to be representing them here, capture one part of that larger landscape. DePauw, with the other colleges and universities in the United States, together form the fabric of the higher education system of our country. This is a system of great intrinsic value and is an absolutely essential contributor to our nation's well-being. It improves the lives and opportunities of individuals and families, and it helps to create a national enterprise in which these individuals can flourish. At a time of increased globalization and very significant economic stress and anxiety, the higher education system in the United States remains a great and important competitive advantage for this country. And I know that the DePauw community is rightly proud of the position that it has in this landscape. Our higher education institutions have very clear variability in their structure, their size, and their emphasis. And at the same time, they of course have significant key commonalities. The most evident of these commonalities is the fundamental mission to educate our students, teaching them to think, to inquire, to challenge, and to create. But this simple statement of commonality, in fact, masks an abundance of complex questions for a university community, particularly for its president and other senior leaders, its board, its faculty, and its students. What exactly are the subjects around which we are educating students? Given that it is very difficult for one university to teach everything, what will the choices of emphasis be? How does one deal with the natural tension between stewardship of the accumulated knowledge of the past and new and emerging modes of inquiry? How should education reflect the increasing complexity of many current problems faced by society, organizations, and individuals? How does one find the right balance between expertise in one area and the capacity to integrate different perspectives? How does one balance the various options for investment to improve the quality of education? How do we ensure the seamless integration of our research and education activities? And for each university, very importantly, how does one answer these questions and others like them while taking full cognizance of the distinctive culture, history, achievements, and special features of that university? These are not simple questions, and they are some of the fundamental ones that universities face. One of the beauties and one of the strengths of the American higher education system is that not every educational institution comes to the same answers, and nor should they. The differences in institutional answers, in turn, create a diversity of institutions which offer our students a range of gently competing approaches to education. This not only benefits students, but makes all of our institutions better. While each university must find its own answers, the answers are really a moving target. Society changes, technology changes, modes of inquiry change, and the challenges and opportunities these changes create for universities and colleges demand that each one periodically reevaluate many of these questions in order to define a clear strategic path forward. The answers of the past can be a useful guide to the future, but they should also not inappropriately constrain the future. All this means that being a president is not a simple job. Leading the university community strategically forward, and in doing so, balancing the inevitable and healthy tensions of past and future, complexity and disciplines, research and education, distinctiveness and commonality, competing calls for investments, all this is a challenge. It is a wonderful, enjoyable, and extremely important challenge, but the challenge is real. DePauw, which has such a rich history of accomplishment and a community rightly proud of its achievements, is very fortunate to have Brian Casey as its president at this time. I've known Brian for over 6 years. For over three of these years, we worked extremely closely, interacting in significant ways almost every day. Everything I know about Brian, and I know a lot about Brian, and he knows a lot about me, tells me just how suited he is for this challenge. He is an historian with a keen sense of ambition for the future, a man of both great natural intuition and sharp analysis. And I cannot tell you how many times I've seen Brian go into a room filled with persons of widely differing perspectives and emerge, sometimes to my total amazement, having led the group to a very productive common conclusion. I always attributed this in no small measure, not only to natural talent in working so well with a broad array of people, but to his absolute integrity and his commitment to excellence, which was visible to one and all. And as an extra bonus, everyone always enjoys working with Brian because of the utter ebullience, optimism, and joy he always brings to the task at hand. So for me, it was a wonderful time working together with Brian. And as DePauw looks forward to its next steps, to making the important decisions that will help define its evolving position in the landscape of American higher education, I know that with Brian's leadership, the DePauw community will not only make great progress, but have a wonderful time doing it. We will be watching from Chicago, as many others will be watching, and we look forward to seeing all the successes of DePauw University and President Brian Casey. Congratulations to you all. Thank you.